We're holding on page Kuf Chaf Gimel from Memorom, Perek Vav Ois Gimel. So, Etzem Astira Shemair Haramba Medivre Chazal. Yaakov Moshe wants to discuss the contradiction that the Rambam in this Perek, in Perek Shishi, was made from Divri Chazal. Lo Yoymer Adam I Ebshi Lechol Basar Bechalov I Ebshi Lul Bashatnez I Ebshi Lov Ala Erva. Person should not say that I cannot eat Basar Bechalov, I couldn't possibly eat Shatnez, I can't be Ba'al Al Erva. Ela Ibshi should say, no, I could. Technically, I could. But what can I do? My Father in heaven decreed upon me. And from other places, he said, or maybe from the philosophers, I remember, but he said that it was better not to be like that. It was better to, you should get yourself to a position where you're not, you know, molly taiva for averus. Rambam mechalek bin amitzus asichlius lamitzus hashimius. So we saw that the Rambam divides, right, and makes a chilek between the mitzvahs that are obvious to one's intellect, right, mitzvahs that one would do based on common sense or simple ethics, human ethics, and between mitzvahs that are shimios, that are heard, meaning the only reason we do them is because we heard from Hashem that it's aser. We wouldn't necessarily think of them on our own. We wouldn't. Right, nobody chayra would be mechaven to the isra of basar b'challah, for example, or the isra of shatnez, because it's not obvious. Shamitzvus hashimios, for the mitzvah hashimios el mali atayra, were not for the Torah that asered them lahayirois klal, they wouldn't be bad at all. Ubecholze, and nevertheless, it's interesting, right? Even e epshi lova la'erva, right? So you see that. When Arias was Nesa, so it says that they were cried levishpachaisam. In other words, they were married. They were married within the family to people that after the Torah was given, they now were usher to remain married to, and therefore they were cried. So you see that it wasn't an obvious moral thing. It's just the Rebbe Shimon was guys around it. But the etzim, there are Arias that, yeah, not all, but there are Arias that one could marry to, if it was just from the. From the human, intellectual, moral standpoint. B'chozeh, nevertheless, yesh lehavim. We have to understand. Ma echbat im yizakech kol kach et ritzono, ad shelo yitzer klav ma she'osr Torah. What does the Rambam care? What does the Gemara care? If one purifies his will so greatly to the point that he doesn't want at all something that the Torah asked, and for him they will be considered in his eyes, he will look at them the same way he looks at the obvious intellectually, morally wrong things, bad things. What is so bad that the Chazal say that a person should not say, like, don't get yourself to that point where you say, oh, I can't possibly Basar B'challah. It's terrible. It's disgusting. I couldn't bring myself to do it. What's the big deal? What, you can't purify yourself to that point? Right, Rabbi Sol Salanter has a very long piece on this Rambam. If anyone remembers at the beginning of Bar Yisrael, I think it's towards the beginning. Omer ki yesh lahavdil bin achush la'seicha. So Mamash brings this Rambam and goes into it. And his basic insight is that you need to differentiate between two different parts of the human being in relation to these averes. One is the chush, which is the feeling of a person, and one is the seichel, the intellect of the person. Vahefresh bin amuskolis la'shimiyos einon ela ba'seichel. And the difference between the mitzvahs hamuskalis, the obvious mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that make sense to us, and the mitzvahs that don't make sense to us but rather are just godly given, that difference is only in the seichel, is an intellectual difference. Abo bachush, but when it comes to our feeling, tzarech sheyeh mezuchach gam bashimiyos, in feeling, you're supposed to become so purified that you are even in the shimius, even the mitzvahs hashimius, the mitzvahs that are just godly decreed, you feel disgusted by them. You're supposed to get to that purification in your feeling. That you will not have a chush, you will not have any like connection to it. It'll be just disgusting for you. Something that's so obvious that you don't want a part of it. You don't want to wear shatnez, you don't want to be with harayis, and you don't want to have basar b'chalav. So on the intellectual level, if you understand intellectually that there's a very big difference, that basar b'chalav, it's not something which is obvious. It's just also because the Torah asked it, because the Kesher Baruch Hu asked it. Intellectually, you understand that difference. But when it comes to the chush of the person, right? When it comes to the feeling of the person, because Hashem commanded it, it becomes disgusting to you. And it becomes a part of you that you will not ever, you could not possibly do it. I'm just remembering now that there's a lashon by Dam, I think, if I remember correctly, by the Israel eating Dam, I think it uses lashon leisuchal. Leisuchal level, that you're not able to eat Dam. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe over there in Chelek Hay, in his it's sefer and chumash of like diyukim and ergeshim in the psukim, shat level. So he says leisuchal is that you are not able to eat dam. He says that you have to get to the point where he says that this really applies. Like we learn from there, he says to all mitzvahs. I think he says that you have to get yourself to the point where you're not able to do isurim. That's the zikuch that he's talking about here. The purification that he's talking about is that you get to that point that's a part of you, to do ratzon Hashem and not to partake in these isurim, even though the mitzvah shimios, that's where you're holding. That's where your feeling is. V'heima dvarim shekasavnu bo'iz beis. And those are the things that we wrote in Oiz beis. I mentioned this, right? If you speak to people that unfortunately grew up not religious, not knowing better, they perhaps had basar b'chalav, or they had lobster, or all sorts of other, you know,
creatures,
delicacies, and you would just hear about it. And like, you know, as a kid, I remember going to the supermarket to see these lobsters, and like it's like, how can anyone eat that? It's like, it becomes like. It looks disgusting. It's not enticing b'chalal. So that's the chiluk that Rabbi Yisrael makes. Ulam loshen chazal, and v'heim advarim shekasavnu beis beis. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says that's really the yisoid that we discussed last week, which was a nice beis. Ulam loshen chazal, but the loshen chazal ipshi umo eese avishe b'shemayim gozer alai. The simple pshat of the loshen chazal. That I'm able to, but what can I do? What can I do? My hands are tied. That's what literally Gozer Alei, right, decreed upon. He tied my hand. That Kadosh Baruch Hu decreed upon me. I can't do it. L'chayre le mashma ochi. He said l'chayre, the pasha pshat of Chazal is not mashma. That chiluk that the Rabbi Yisrael says, and that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe himself explained in the previous eyes. Okay. There's a pasuk that Hashem made it, God made it, that mankind will be have yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a bit fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam b'Torah kasuv, and also in the Chavishu Chavishu Torah, there's a pasuk, V'ata Yisrael ma Hashem alakecha shoyl me'imach ki'im liyira. Right, what does Hashem want from you, Klal Yisrael? Just wants you to have yira shemayim. After that, there's a list of a few things, but the first one on the list is yira. V'roi levar inyan zel buryo mal erecha yira. So it's appropriate that we explain this inyan clearly. What is the value? What is the level of yira? What's this inyan of the yira that we're supposed to have from Hashem? Hine katuv k'doshim tiyu ki kodesh ane Hashem aleikechem. The pasuk says, right, you should be holy because Hashem is holy. Ani Hashem alekeichem. Ki kodesh ani Hashem alekeichem. Hashem is holy, so you should be holy. Va'amru, and Chazal said, Yochel kamayni. You might think that you should be holy just like me. as if to equate the kedusha that a human being can get to with the kedusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Talmud Loyma Ani Hashem. So therefore, the pasuk continued, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, I am God. Kedushasi lemala mikdushasem, meaning my kedusha is higher than your kedusha. Rashi's parashas Bichul Koisei. Rashi in the parashas Bichul Koisei says, "V'salachti b'seichem." The pasuk says that you will go, that I will go in your midst. Right, if you're doing by the brachas, right? If you're doing what you're supposed to, I will go in your midst. Atayeli machem. Rashi brings down, "Atayeli machem v'gan Eden ke'echad mikem." I will stroll with you in Gan Eden like one of you. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is like, I'm the leader, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I will stroll with you in Gan Eden as if I'm one of you. One of the chevra. V'loy tihiyu mizazeim mimeni. This is what, right? And you will not be like trembling from me. You'll like you'll be comfortable with that situation. Really, if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is walking with us, we should be petrified. We should be shaking. And then, no, it's going to come to a matzav where things are good, if Kaisa is doing what they're supposed to. I will walk amongst you like one of you, and you won't be petrified from me. You'll be comfortable with me. You might think that that means that you won't have fear of Hashem. So the pasuk comes and says, no, but you see, I will be for you for a God, Ayin Shom. In other words, there will be this almost like a paradoxical type of relationship where, yeah, the Ribbono Shel Olam will be walking with us. We will not be in that state of zazua, of absolute torturous trembling and fear. Yeah, but we will have Yira. We will have that awe of Hashem. Mikan Amdu, says Rabbi Akmesh, Mikan Anu Amdim, Al Niflois Erkam Shel Yisrael, Il Mahem Atidim Lagia. From this chazal, we can get a glimpse, we can understand the tremendous level of Klal Yisrael to which they are going to reach in the future. to the point that only the signature emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the signature which is the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvoid v'atzmo, in his glory and himself, he's the one that Baruch Shem Tzorch La'ayid has to testify. My kedusha remains greater than your kedusha, above your kedusha. V'gam yish salkat aitoch sheitayel imanu b'gan Eden, and there's also a hava mina that he will stroll with us in Gan Eden v'lonis dazeh amimeno, and that we won't be, you know, tremble from him. V'yochel lo nira milafanov, and that it could even be, there's like a thought that could mean we won't have Yira from him. And for that reason, the deeper had to come. Hashem's command over here, the added words in the pasuk had to come. Say, no, I am Hashem, your God. You will have Yira. We actually entertain such a havam, you know, that we are going to be so high and so holy that it's mamish like as if the level of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. It's an amazing that there could be such a havam, you know, that just shows you what an unbelievable level Klal Yisrael will reach. Umay yesh litpale al nifloisim shel Yisrael shehayu muchanim mikodem lagia umay sheyagiu be'atid. We really have to like just be like amazed at the awesomeness of Klal Yisrael, that they were prepared originally to get to this, and they will get to it in the future. And the Yalkut says, I'm not sure the way he's explaining it over here. I have to look up the Rashi, actually on the Chagosei. It sounds like the Veloy Tiyum is Dazimimen, who might be part of the Havamina. Yeah, you have over here.
No, over here,
Maishi. Yeah.
Can you bring
Chumash Vayikra? Vayikra. Okay, so we'll look at that in a second. But so the Yalkut over there says, in the future will stroll with the Tzadikim. The Tzadikim is the Zayim Ilufanam. The Tzadikim will tremble from before him. And Akadosh Baruch Hu says to the Tzadikim, Malachem shatem izdazim elfanei. What are you afraid of? What are you trembling for? What are you in such a such a state? Hareini kayaitze bechem. I'm just like you. Imagine such a thing, Gross. I'm just like you. Ubiyalkit kedoshim, and the yalkit kedoshim. Tofresh dalit zelishonei. Avul Yisrael nikra shmoi shadidish bochu. But Klal Yisrael are called by the name of Hashem. Nikra Elokim, they're called God. Klal Yisrael is called God. V'kar Hashem Yisrael Elokim v'chulu. And he called the name of Yisrael Elokim. Nikra Kadosh, he called him Kadosh. He's called Kadosh. The Kadosh Baruch is called Kadosh. Oh, right. Nikra Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch is called Elokim. V'kar Hashem Yisrael Elokim. And he called the name of Yisrael Elokim. Nikra Kadosh, Hashem is called Kadosh. V'kar Yisrael Kadoshim. And he called the Jewish people Kadoshim. V'chulu Ayin Shah. Just take a look here. Is that up here? No, it sounds like that's it's not just Amahavimina. That's it. I will stroll with you like one of you, like we explained it. And you will not be Mizdazi. I mean, then there's that. Because of that, now there's a Havimina wait. So they're not going to be afraid of me? No, you will be afraid. And that's really stems with what we just saw over here in this Yalkut. That they taka at the initially, it's like they're petrified, and the Baruch says, oh, chill out. Calm down, I'm just like you. You know? Mizeh ana lemeidim. Says Rabbi Yaakov Meishi, from here we learn. Ki kol hashiur b'hevdo shebeni yoytze baruch hu le'yetzira. The whole shiur, the difference, the shiur and the difference between the Creator Himself and the creation, b'musagam shel Yisrael am kudoshe, when it comes to the musug of Klal Yisrael, his holy people, what is the difference between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and his creation Klal Yisrael? Ach al yatiya ach al yadiya hayira b'mash misyor mipon of Yisbaruch Shmai. The only difference, what differentiates between them, is not like the level of kedusha. Even that's frightening. It almost sounds like almost usher to say, but that's what comes out from Chazal. That it's not in the level of kedusha. That's not the difference. He's going to walk with us as if we're at the same level. The difference, though, will always remain the yirah that we have to have before. Vayisi lachem lelakim, right? That we're going to have yirah from the Rabbanu Shlomo. That's the only difference. Al yedei hayirah b'mashem esyar mipanav Yisbaruch Shmai, from the fear that they will have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ha'alo shelonu tia kol kach givoya, because our elevation will be so high, so amazing. To the point that conceptually you would not be able to estimate or think of any greater godless. Similar to what we find that the Malachi Asharis made a mistake regarding Adam Arishon. Shekiru b'malos el yoyna. They recognized the tremendous. They saw him, right? They knew him when he was on his big high level before the chet. O bikshul agel fun of shira, and they were so taken by this unbelievably holy being that they requested to say shira before Adam Arisha, meaning they saw him literally as God. And also in this Laosad Lavoi, in the future Nema b'Medrash Hanelam, it says in the Medrash Hanelam, which is a part of the Zohar, Asidim Tzadikim Shemalachei Ashores Yagidu Lefneim Shira. In the future, it's not going to be like that. That the Tzadik, the Malachi Ashores are going to say Shira before the Tzadikim. So this is like, this is unbelievable. Va'achal yidei ayira tiavlotas hevdel. So the only way to differentiate between them will be the year. You know, it's almost like it's very similar to Chazal say, right? When Avraham and Yitzhak walked in the shuk, when they walked in the public, so nobody was able to see who the father was and who the son was because they looked the same age before Hashem made the aging process. So it's like similar. You know, you have Hashem walking with the tzaddikim, and then you can't tell who's God. The Malachi Asher is saying Shira before Hashem, before Klal Yisrael. Like, what's the difference already? There is a difference. The only difference is going to be noticeable in the fact that these, the tzaddikim, Klal Yisrael, they're going to be filled with yira before the Rebbein Shalom. V'lachein b'tchila sayetzir nemar, and therefore at the very beginning of existence of the creation, it says, V'elakim also, that God made it sheyiru milefonav. This was built into the creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. God made it that they, the creations, are going to have yir from Him. Haynu shebezeh gilo. In this way, He revealed the ma'ase yado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the His actions, what He created, what He made of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol kach yis gadlu, that they're going to become so great. Shekol avotas ahev del tia al yidei hayira. In other words, this statement is really, what does it mean Hashem made it that they will be afraid of Him? If that's an obvious part of the existence, in other words, if there's such an obvious distance between God and His creations, so you don't need Pasuk to say. But what it means is that no, man is really holding there. Man is going to get there. So therefore I need the Pasuk to say, but Hashem made it, that there's always going to be a year. The creations are always going to have a year from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the way He revealed that in His Ma'asei Yadayim, Kol Kach Yisgadlu, they will become so great, Shekol Avlotas Ahev Del Tia Al Yedei HaYira, Sheyir Milfonov, that the whole difference between them, the noticeable difference between them, will be just out the Yira that they will be, that they will have fear of Him. Vizula Zeh, and without that, except for that, Hakol Yimser LeYisrael Am Kedusha, everything else He's giving to the Jewish people, like all the Madregas, Mamish, making them literally to the level of God. So I will add just something which I think is important to add, which I think we mentioned in the past, but since it's very scary, this kind of what we've just seen here is a little bit scary. How do we speak like that? So it's important to remember that the concept of God is already a Tzimtzum Dikka concept. In other words, it's already not dealing with the essence of God. Clearly, the essence of God is way, 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 way beyond anything. It's beyond holiness. It's not even shaykh to use the lashon of kedusha on the Or Ein Sof itself, on the infinite light, right? That's past all language, or past all thought. So, the idea of God is really the manifestation. What creation is able to intake of the Or Ein Sof? What we can kind of handle? The height of where we can get to. In a certain sense, it's actually a marker of where creation is going to get. That's the concept of God. And that's the chiddush here that Hashem says is, yeah, you'll be able to get there, and even at that top stage, there's still going to be built in Yira, because at the end of the day, you're the creations, and I'm the one that's the mashpia here. I'm the one that's, okay? But you have to remember that the concept of God is not the... Is like a lavush, is a somewhat of an it's just like an ex, so to say, manifestation, right? Like an external manifestation of the Orient Surf, of which we're not able to speak or think. Just our hearts always connected to Him. When we speak about Hashem, we're obviously directly davening to the Ein Sof Mamash, to the essence, the unspeakable essence of God, right?
So which form are we talking about when we talk about whatever it is?
So when we talk about it, what he's talking over here, and this, when he's bringing Chazal, he's talking about Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All these are what we call Hashem, but it's not His essence. The essence, there's nothing to compare.
So it's still obviously, when we were talking this, and obviously talking about this massive difference.
Yeah, but this is this level that he's speaking about, the God, that what we call God is the maximum conceptualization capability of the creations, including the Malachim. So therefore, you know, it's like if a person is, let's say, take a child, right? And he can't tell the difference between, let's say, take a five-year-old kid. He can't tell the difference between the greatness of the eighth grade Rebbe in the yeshiva to the Rosh Yeshiva of a Yeshiva Gdaila to the Gadol Adar. He can't tell the difference. To him, the Eighth Grade Rebbe is so way beyond his conceptualization, there's no seeing the end, you know, like a guy standing next to two extremely huge buildings, and he picks his head up and he can't see the top of the building. They have two buildings, one might be considerably higher than the other. You can't see the end of any of them, so you can't see the difference between the two. So that's really in the same way where the malachim, or they say shira, because that's it. Their capability of seeing is just the Elohim level, is just the God level, what we call God. The same way that's the human capability of conceptualization, is the God level, is human. So since our Hasaga only reaches there, it gets cut off there, so they're equal up to that point. The fact that the Or Ein Sof goes way above that is just out of bounds. It's just out of any conceptualization of and capability of the Malachim to see a difference between them or of humans to see the difference between them. We only know it, the Ubnus of the Liba, the way the Nefesh HaChayim and Baal Tanya, right? It's a different place than the Aldous Farm. We only know it like in our heart. That connection to the Ein Sof, the unspeakable, is in the heart beyond language, deeper than thought. Okay, so really in the middle of the piece. This is a lead up. Let's see what time is it. Let's try another 15 minutes, yeah? Vine Mivor Bedivre Ramban Yisroel. Sha say Abba Veloisa Seir. The Mivor in the Divrei Ramban, this is all like a lead up where he's trying to get back to explaining, you know, his initial problem of like the Lashon HaChazal. Epshi or Ma'es, it doesn't seem to be making that distinction that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was saying between the Chush and the Muskalas. This is all the lead up, the whole parak till the almost the end. So the name of Vur Bedidra Ramban Yisro, Shase Ab, Lysa Seir. So Vur and the Ramban, Mitzvah Sase stem from Avo, Mitzvah Lysa are in Yonav stem from Yira. Pasha. Ki Yume Lase. The kiyum, the performance of mitzvah say, "Hey, ma meroyimim v'machshir ma'isanu shenagia lidei afla yosin yiskov." They elevate us and they prepare us that we should be able to get to the most awesome, exalted level. Vayira and the fear, right, which the mitzvah loisa says, "He lefish achrei kol his alos v'zdamos tzuri liyotzer kaviyachol." That's because after all the elevation and all the becoming similar to the Creator, Nidrisha, which is our job, right, to go in His ways and become similar to Him, Nidrisha hi ayira lahavlet erech avdola shebeinena lebein avinu shebeshemayim. We still need that yira to emphasize the difference between us and Hashem. Like we just said, that's the difference. At the end of the process, that's the only thing that distinguishes and differentiates between us and the Creator, is the Lira. V'lachem betzedek amur Chazal, and therefore Chazal, starts to plug it in. Therefore Chazal correctly said, shelo yoymer odam yefshi, that the person shouldn't say, I can't possibly do the Avera. V'olu zeh b'negeil loisaseh. They said that regarding loisaseh. You see, they listed in their list Lavin, Loisa says, right? Negative commandments. Shatnez, Basa Bechol, Arayas. She'inyin at Loisa say Yesoidu Ma'yiro. That the inyin of all Loisa says, their Yesoid is, their fundamental base is, like the Ramban says, is Yiras Hashem. Lahakiris Havdola Shebeinayim. To recognize the difference between them, man and creator. Yochel. Right? I might have a havin, like Rashi said over there in Pukai, say that you will not fear me at all when you get to that big level in Gan Eden. You're not going to fear me at all. Talmud Laima Ve'isi Lechem Elakim. No, comes along the post says, no, I'm still going to be for you at God. You're still going to have Yira. Umechrochem Advaram Liskayim Dafka Mitecha Yira. And that is Mukhruch, that has to be Miskayim, that has to take place only, that will take place only through the Yira. Lomitzatam Usogim Vavono. Not mitzad, the conceptualization and the understanding. It's not mitzad, I understand the difference between me and the Creator. It's a difference of just avort and yira. Like an awe without explanation. Ki oz tafug me'na yira. If it comes down to something that you understand, then actually that takes away from the yira. There's a line... It's already brought down in the Rishonim, if I remember correctly, and Rav Nachum Breslov also, if I remember, Rav Nelson writes in the name of Rav Nachum Breslov, the same Yisoid, right? But the Yisoid, that's written is that if I understood God completely, then there wouldn't be any difference, then I would be God. Right? In other words, if you're able to understand, right, if that's the if you get to the fullest extent of understanding God, then that's already going to be a problem. Then that you are God, and it's built in that you can't get to that. So that's what he's saying, is that at some level, if you're going to base it on their understanding, then the yira already falls off, because then you're like, you're mamish and equal. And the yira here, which is basically inexplainable, really, because like we're saying, Hashem is like walking and saying, yeah, I'm one of you, we're like on the same level, same Kedusha, same type of Kedusha. So what's the difference? Just yira. Meaning, there's no explainable difference between us, there's just a built-in yira, which is past explanation, a past understanding. If the yira would be dulled, based on that it stemmed from, right, that it stemmed from understanding, if it stemmed just from understanding the difference between us and Hashem, rather than just an automatic yira, built-in yira, so that, and then that would make the yira less. That already leaves the whole tachlis of the creation. Hashem made, that's the built, and that's the cornerstone of the creation, is that Hashem made that we should have yira from him. Okay, we're mamish like still in the middle of the point here, but as Hashem, we'll get back to it and continue next week.